This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. A jury in Philadelphia, Mississippi, will resume deliberations in the morning on the fate of former Ku Klux Klan leader Edgar Ray Killen. He's accused of arranging one of the most notorious acts of violence of the civil rights era, the murder of three voter registration volunteers in 1964. Killen denies the charges. Before adjourning for the day, jurors told the judge they were split 6-6.
NPR's Debbie Elliott is covering the trial, and she's with us from Philadelphia, Mississippi. And Debbie, first, how did the prosecution make its case?
Well, Mississippi Attorney General Jim Hood started his closings by telling the jury that many people think it's too late to look at the skeletons of Mississippi's past, but he said those skeletons have names and faces, as he showed the jury pictures of Michael Schwerner, James Chaney, and Andrew Goodman, the three men that were killed in 1964. And then he pointed to now 80-year-old Edgar Ray Killen, who's in a wheelchair there in the courtroom, and said, this so-called preacher directed their murder. He's the one that gave the instructions. Hood, along with Neshoba County District Attorney Mark Duncan, have been prosecuting this case. And they recap testimony from former Klansmen who recalled meetings where Killen, who was the Kleagle or an organizer of the local Klan, talked about eliminating Schwerner, that he was trouble. He was here in Mississippi to register voters and causing trouble, and that they needed to take care of him. Now, some of that testimony came from now dead witnesses. It was read from transcripts of a 1967 federal conspiracy trial in the case, and this is the first time the state has actually brought murder charges. The prosecutors say they proved that Killen committed the murder because he's the one that plotted it, right down to arranging for the bulldozer to bury the bodies, and he's the one who later bragged, told of how the civil rights workers had been taken care of, that they were shot to death and buried under an earthen dam.
Now, so says the prosecution. Killen's lawyers don't deny that he was a KKK member, but they do offer a defense. What is it?
Well, they're saying you can't find this man guilty just because he belonged to an organization of hate. They don't deny he was part of the Klan, as you said. They say that that doesn't make him a murderer. James McIntyre, a lawyer from Jackson, is representing him along with Mitch Moran. And they say the state didn't prove anything, that it really isn't fair to bring up dead witnesses that they can't cross-examine or that the jury can't look in the eye to see if they're telling the truth. They're saying the state provided no evidence that Edgar Ray Killen pulled the trigger or that he had anything to do with this. McIntyre even said, quote, he had a big mouth and was talking all the time. That's about all he's guilty of. He also asked, why open an old wound that was healed 40 years ago? He said this is a show to put the state of Mississippi on trial again.
Now, tomorrow is actually the 41st anniversary of the murders.
It is, and there was a memorial service here yesterday at the church where the three civil rights workers had come to investigate a Klan burning, allegedly orchestrated to lure them here so that they could be, quote, eliminated. And this case is bringing out a lot of emotions in this town. I've had one gentleman tell me, you know, it happened a long time ago. It's kind of like a cow pile. You stick a stick in a pile of cow manure, and it gets all over everybody. If you leave it alone, it'll just go away. Others say that case has defined Neshoba County, and it's time to take care of it. In fact, District Attorney Mark Duncan closed by saying, what happened 41 years ago allowed Edgar Ray Killen to write the history of Neshoba County. He told the jury, what you do here today will echo Neshoba County's future.
Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you.
It's NPR's Debbie Elliott speaking to us from Philadelphia, Mississippi.